This is A Wild Conversation.
Hi, my name is Callum Hughes. I'm a zookeeper here at the Greater Vancouver Zoo.
And I'm Ashley Wysick, also a zookeeper here at the Greater Vancouver Zoo.
And today on A Wild Conversation, we're going to be talking about, once again, dinosaurs.
Dun, dun, dun.
I hope Jonah doesn't mind. He is not here for today, but we're thinking of him.
How could we betray him like this?
I mean, you know, I have no reason.
Jonah, if you're listening, you're still one of my favorite dino people. I just
exactly.
want you to know that.
And we finally did it. We finally broke that. Thing where it was kind of like saying we should do something sometime, somewhere, somehow.
Yeah, somehow.
Totally. Sometime, somewhere. We should consider the idea of planning something.
And it's literally 100% just because of Cal and just because of his obsession with dinosaurs. That is what brought us all together.
Hey, it's more than that. The pandemic is over. We can go to the cinema again.
That's true.
And Jurassic World is coming out. So dun, we've dun, dun. Planned a day. I will not say the time and location because I don't want people to book up that cinema.
Yeah, I haven't bought my ticket yet. So y'all can't steal. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no. Oh, I've done a bad.
I made plans. I specifically said, please book your tickets in advance. It's happening soon after the release.
Oh,
it's going to be fully booked.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry. I understand. It's a commitment.
I go home and I'm like, time to climb a mountain. And I forget all of my commitments.
Just saying.
All of them.
I can confirm that Jonah is coming. Kayla from the carnivore department is coming. There is a carnivore route. And then we have some people from education, guest services, maintenance, I think.
I love all these people. I just procrastinate.
Okay.
It's 100% a me thing. I'll get on it. Today. I'll do it today.
All right, it's a promise.
Or yesterday.
Pinky promise?
Oh,
pinky promise, we're doing this.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Can't break that.
Now my finger feels all, like, violated with promise, and that means I have to.
It's called the weight of morals.
I know, and I don't like it.
So, going on to dinosaurs, right?
Yeah.
Tell me, have you seen, was it Prehistoric Planet?
No.
Oh, my God, Ashley, I watched it.
I don't watch anything.
It was amazing.
Oh, yeah?
It was such good footage. And the best part is the dinosaurs act like living animals.
That's cool.
Not like monsters from a movie, you know? Like,
yeah.
Half the time you watch a dino documentary, you get like, Ankylosaurus and Triceratops put aside their differences to take on T-Rex. And T-Rex has gorged its eye out, but it's managed to take down the Triceratops. And it trips over Ankylosaurus' tail and impales itself on the Triceratops.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the carnage. But yeah. This is a documentary, and we're telling you facts about dinosaurs. This was not like that.
It's not like a monster truck rally, but with dinosaurs.
Exactly. It's, oh man, there were just the tiny details that they put in, like the fact that sometimes when the predatory dinosaurs were hunting the herbivorous dinosaurs, spoiler alerts for anyone watching this.
Yeah, turn off the podcast now.
Apple TV, I totally recommend watching this because the footage is breathtaking. The animation is amazing, the animal behaviors, and it's following the most up-to-date dinosaur research.
Okay, this is gonna sound like a really weird opinion.
Yeah.
But just like my little kid brain, it's weird to refer to dinosaurs as animals.
Yeah.
Because they've always been kind of like their own thing, you know? You got all the animals and you got dinosaurs.
Yeah.
But they are animals.
They totally were. And they totally behaved like animals too. And what's really fascinating about this is just the tiny details they put in. Like when the carnivores were hunting the herbivores, it wasn't like a clean catch and that's it. It was like, like you see in animals here, there was stumbling, there was struggling, you know, there was slips and falls that you see when a lion is hunting a zebra. It gets kicked off, it falls, it trips, it clings on. It was just like that.
Yeah.
And like
it hits a pothole.
Yeah.
It trips.
And you see them behaving the way they behave. It clearly they took a page out of some other animals' books.
Yeah.
So there's a scene with a relative of T-Rex hunting some Pachyrhinosaurus, right?
Okay.
These smaller cousins of T-Rex were working in a pack, but they behaved just like wolves hunting bison.
Interesting.
It looked like, I've seen a documentary and it looked like it was heavily inspired by that documentary. Because
that's really cool.
Right? Mm. You had the Pachyrhinos form a circle to protect their young ones on the inside. and you had these T-Rexes just testing the herd, trying to get them to run so they could catch them. And then a blizzard came in, so the T-Rexes kind of wrapped their tail around their bodies and laid in the snow to retain heat, but kept watching the herd and whatnot. It was just like a wolf pack hunting bison.
Interesting. That's really cool.
Right? Hmm. Oh.
I'm gonna have to watch more shows. I don't watch anything. Oh,
I recommend it. And they used like a mosasaur getting cleaned on a reef by some of those cleaner fish and shrimp.
That's cool.
They had, what else? They had pterosaurs that were nesting in certain locations. Hmm. People don't realize how big some of these got and that they could still fly despite some of them being the size of giraffes.
Oh my, I'm sorry, I'm just visualizing giraffes flying now, and that's terrifying. Oh. Excuse me? Why would you put that in my head?
Flying giraffe would be very interesting.
Oh my gosh.
Get as much browse as it wanted.
They're so clumsy. Like, I'm not imagining them being like these big graceful. I'm imagining them being like, time to come in for landing. Yeah. That's probably how it would go. They're like some of the clumsiest animals I've ever met. Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
It's like watching geese land in a frozen pond. Have you ever seen that?
Oh yeah.
And they just like, skid. Breaks.
I don't know.
Oh. And yeah, the documentary too just focuses on the Cretaceous period, so you've got no mix-up of dinos. And there's a really funny scene with trying to describe why some predatory dinosaurs had tiny arms. They had a Carnotaurus doing a display with them.
Oh my gosh.
Because apparently they can rotate their joints.
Actually, I like that. I kind of want to watch it now.
Watch it. You will have so much fun. They used iridescent colors, just Ooh. Like birds.
Did they have feathers?
No feathers.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm here for, though. Feathered dinosaurs is like my jam.
Oh, there were feathered dinosaurs.
That's amazing. Yes.
The raptors. And have you ever seen that documentary when there were flies, lizards eating flies that were buzzing around lions?
Okay, yeah.
Someone did a documentary where they had that. They did that for the dinos with a lizards getting flies off a bunch of resting tyrannosaurs, effectively. And then something showed up to try and eat the lizards, a velociraptor. And it was just so fascinating. I'm not going to say any more because I don't want to spoil it any more than I already have for you or for anyone else. But best dino documentary recreation I've seen so far.
Well, and the new movie is supposed to be set where dinosaurs have kind of, they're just everywhere, right? So
yeah.
I wonder if it's going to be something similar in the movie.
Possibly. I wonder what they'll go with.
Or if it's just going to be worldwide horror film and I'm going to be very upset.
Well, I would have to apologize to you for inspiring that upset by setting up the planet date. Oh, really? I just realized I have responsibility now that I've made the plans. I don't like this.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Terms and conditions, Ashley. I am just not responsible for your...
I don't like horror. If one of those dinosaurs jump scares me, I swear. I'm not telling you what swear.
I mean, that's scary enough. That's a jump scare waiting to happen to me in real life. So how do you think I feel? I think rule number one, if you're watching a movie with a jump scare, don't sit next to someone who's big and muscly, because you know when they jump, they're just going to throw their shoulders back and elbow you.
Are you saying I'm big and muscly?
No.
I was going to say you're going to give a really weird image of what I look like.
I've seen you push around cubes.
That is true.
Giant cubes for enrichment for the animals.
But
so
the thing, I'm scary because I don't look strong. And then I turn around and I'm just like...
Oh, I cannot wait to see what new dinos they're going to introduce, because it looks like they're doing more than one species of raptor, too.
Ooh.
In our previous podcast, where Jonah was talking about, the Physanosaurus.
Okay.
The one with the really long claws.
Yeah.
That's going to be an interesting addition.
Yeah.
And they're going to bring in the giant pterosaur.
You know, it's really interesting talking to you about this because you're saying all these words and they mean literally nothing to me. But I'm enjoying myself. I believe you. I'm excited for this movie. I have no idea what these words are. You say Tyrannosaurus and Triceratops and I'm like, cool, in my head. And then you say other things and I'm just like nodding.
Have you ever wanted to name a dino?
No.
I totally would want to name a dinosaur.
Yeah.
I'd want to name it.
I take it back. Greg.
Gregosaurus.
No, I'm just going to name him Greg.
You're upsetting me. You're upsetting the paleontology department.
You're
and you're destroying your dinosaur's ability to appear in a movie and be taken seriously.
I'm crying again, Ellie. You're upsetting me.
Because, I mean,
I'm sorry. Okay, anyway. You wanted to name a dinosaur. I'll stop.
Actually, how do you think HR would handle a situation where it said, Ashley's not naming dinosaurs correctly and it's really upsetting me at work? Like,
okay. I thought I was okay. You made it worse. Like, Ashley wanted to name the dinosaur Greg and that upset me.
Is it my fault for getting so sensitive about the topic?
Oh my gosh, we're a kindergarten class now. I can't deal with this. Oh, I'm crying.
Sorry.
Is that new though? It's not.
Pardon?
It's not new though. I cry so every time I laugh, I start to cry. I can't help it.
Fair enough. I'm sorry. I make you cry all the time.
You make me cry the most.
Because there are some dinosaurs, right? Like Quetzalcoatlus, right?
Okay, yep.
It's named after an Aztec god, Quetzalcoatl.
Okay, which is
god of wind.
Yeah, and you like that kind of stuff, mythology. Oh. Yeah, that's your jam.
So good. But some have really badass names. Like, they recently discovered a T-Rex in either Alaska or Canada. And I think it translates to, like, the Reaper of Death.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, that guy listens to metal.
Somebody was very excited.
And some give you the locations, you know? Like, Canada is a hot spot for dinosaur discoveries. You've got Edmontosaurus.
Oh, yeah.
You've
Edmonton.
Got Albertosaurus.
Alberta, yeah.
You've got so many fossils. There's a dinosaur trackway, I think, through Canada. And somewhere I've got to visit is the Royal Tyrrell Museum.
Oh, there you go.
Because I hear it's packed full of amazing fossils and discoveries. Hmm. Oh, interesting fact. Apparently, and I don't want to upset anyone, but Canada has the largest T-Rex specimen.
Oh, do we?
Yep.
Interesting.
I think it's called Scotty, and it was discovered in either Saskatchewan or Alberta or maybe Manitoba.
I'm not that far off giving a dinosaur an actual name. They named that one Scotty. I don't know why you're getting upset at me over here.
I was talking a scientific name.
This is discrimination.
Like, a nickname, I'll take their like name, but if the species name is Greg... You've lost me.
I'd be more interested in dinosaurs. Look at all those Gregs.
Oh, my.
Okay, I can't. Did you actually say what you wanted to name a dinosaur? You look very tense now.
I'll leave it to the scientific community. I've understood that's too much power for an individual to have. And we're going to end up with Gregs, Sophies, Bobs.
Herds of Greg. My gosh.
I'm going to leave that to the experts. Thank you for teaching me that lesson, Ashley. I appreciate it. Boaty McBoat face. That's what it's going to be like.
I'm so proud of myself right now.
Well, if anyone has any concerns or questions, especially concerning naming dinosaurs.
Or names, yeah.
Please do not hesitate to email us at podcast@gvzoo.com or DM us on our social media. I'm Callum Hughes.
And I'm Ashley Wysick.
And this has been
A Wild Conversation.